Welcome to Sit Down Sis Podcast. My name is Michelle. I'm 20 years old from Virginia. My zodiac sign is a Virgo. I'm one of the best signs out of the whole zodiac sign, if you didn't know.
My name is Michaela. I'm from Virginia as well. I'm 21 and I'm a Sagittarius.
Hey everybody, it's Brittany. You already know. Also known as B Glizzy. And I'm 20 years old. I'm from Virginia as well. And I'm a Scorpio. Period.
Anywho, so today's episode is called, what is it called, you guys?
Battle of the Zodiac Signs. Kayla, what is it called?
Battle of the Zodiac Signs.
Oh my gosh. Alright. So, basically, tell me how y'all feel about these Zodiac Signs. Because, I mean, ain't nothing too much you can say bad about Virgos. I just want to set it out there. Because, you know, we the best sign. You know, we God's sign, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, how I feel about Zodiac Signs. I feel like, you know, they're like a form of entertainment, but they shouldn't be taken like too literally. Because, I mean, I'm a Scorpio, so according to Zodiac Signs, I'm like the child of the devil. But I'm really sweet, so I don't understand why they would say that. What about you, Kayla?
I think it's all pseudoscience, because sometimes it's like, oh, you're going to go on a date next week. And I'm just
that
like,
real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not real.
It's kind of hard, like,
I mean, like you'll find $1 million.
To base your real life off of it. Like, you can't really feed into it too much, because I feel like you'll miss out on your blessings or just be looking for something you're not going to get.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, what's y'all experiences with Zodiac signs?
Well, I just want to put this out here. Like, as far as Zodiacs, some are right, some are wrong. Some of the actions are right, mm-hmm. and some are wrong, because I've seen in different cases, both of the same signs, two totally different acting people, you know?
Right, right.
But we're going to start at the top of the list with Capricorn.
Capricorns. Okay. My experience with Capricorns have been terrible.
Wow.
I don't even know what's wrong with Capricorns.
So if you could rate them out of 10, what would their rating be?
Zero. Negative zero.
Damn.
So
not going to say names.
What was the bad experience? Yeah. Like, what was so bad?
I think they're crazy. I don't think they're stable. And they're, I don't know. That's
they
just
need
me.
A lot of mental.
But I don't need.
How many encounters with a Capricorn have you had?
I feel like one ruined it for all of them.
Like a bad apple out of the bunch. You don't want to have no more.
Yeah, it's like if all Capricorns act like this.
But that's what I'm saying about Zodiac signs. It's like you group them all as one person based on one experience. Like, what if the person themselves is just crazy and they don't have nothing to do with
that's just the day that they were born? That's just like the same thing as if you go to a restaurant and they have like horrible waitresses, and like that day, maybe your food is cold. You're like, I ain't going back there because the food is nasty, the service is bad. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But if you go again, then you may have superb service. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, some restaurants, right. You just know you don't go to during the week. You got to save them for the weekend.
Exactly.
They lit on the weekend, but not during the week. No. Yeah.
Different day. Different
buffet
person.
Ain't good on Wednesday.
Mm-mm.
But go get it on Saturday night. You might be doing something.
Right.
What's your experience with a Capricorn, Brit?
So me, I haven't really had, like, many experiences. I haven't really met many Capricorns. From, like, my perspective, they're just unpredictable. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be chilling one minute, and then the next minute, you just be like, I don't know what happened, but we ain't on the same page no more, so I'm gonna just go ahead and dismiss myself from this negativity, because you're doing too much. That's how I feel.
I mean, yeah, I gotta agree. They're a little off their rocker, off their meds. Yeah. Not saying that Capricorns take meds, you take it literally, then you might take them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're a little thrown off.
A little hostile. Just a wee bit.
Yeah. Need anger management classes for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
so,
got
it. So, are we just going to rate them a 0 or a 5?
I give them a 2.
Give them a 2? You said mm-hmm. you're going to give them a 0.
I give them negative 0.
Oh my goodness.
I give them sub-0.
I was going to give them like a 4, but it is what it is. All right. What's the next one on the docket?
Next sign is...
It's an Aquarius.
Aquarius. I like Aquariuses.
Yeah. What do you like? Like, how your experience has been?
They can be creative. I think Aquariuses are creative in their own way with different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, according to research, they said Aquariuses are, like, leaders and most likely to take control during sex. Who we just get done talking about?
A cat.
Capricorn. I forgot. They're supposed to be the athlete, so... they enjoy teasing and being teased, apparently.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think that they're creative people.
Yeah. As far as an Aquarius, I can say you have your good Aquarius and you have your bad Aquarius.
Right.
Now, the Aquarius I've dealt with personally are yin and yang to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You know, they're good, they're loving, they're crazy, they're very smart, they're very, like, I'm gonna say abstract, if y'all can say that or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they're abstract people.
Yeah, like, they're very creative.
Like,
they're
like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, like, they can really make nothing out of something.
Yeah, they really
or something
like,
out of nothing.
They think outside the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I think too far outside the box.
And when they pop, when they pop off, you gonna know.
But they be having the right to pop off. Like, I haven't met one that's just popped off just because. Most of the time, they have to have, like, a reason. But right. Then that's not necessarily true, though, because something you think is not a reason could be a reason for them. So, you know, it's a lot of whole lot of. They just be doing what they want to do.
Pretty much.
But they're apparently leaders, so that's good. I guess.
I think that they have the potential to lead if they would lead the right way. Mm-hmm. Some of them.
Yeah.
Which can make them, as we said, bad Aquarius, good Aquarius.
So what's like the overall rating that we're going to give them?
I'll give them a 7.
Same, I'll give them a 7.
All right, 7 works for me. 7 works for me.
All right, what's next?
Who got next?
We got Pisces.
Pisces? Oh my God.
Ain't Pisces like the fish tongue?
They are the unforgettable one. Known to be intuitive, enjoy foot play and sucking.
Sucking what?
Feet!
Well, all right now.
That's a no-no for me, honey. That's why I'm on October 28th because feet!
What?
Feet! Caleb,
go ahead, Britt.
No!
Y'all wild.
You said that's a no for you?
No, what's y'all experiences? Y'all be... getting y'all feet
soaked
by Pisces?
No. I mean, as far as Pisces, they're questionable. I just feel like.
That's why they say they're the unforgettable one. I guess they've been kind of mysterious. Like, they ain't no open book. You gotta kind of figure them out a little bit.
Like, I feel like a Pisces I met before just made me say, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Are you, what is, you know?
Yeah.
They're just strange creatures.
And this is what, March?
Yeah, they kind of out there a little bit. This is February the 19th.
See, I don't really know any Pisces, I don't believe.
You know. Mm-mm. All right, well, I mean, it's not a whole bunch you can say about them. So, I mean.
I give them like a good five.
I know of Pisces. Like, the lady I used to work with, her daughter was a Pisces.
But I mean, did you know her personally?
No. But I've heard her characteristics.
And are they crazy?
Somewhat. She said she was a little bit off the rock.
So from like the overall perspective, what would you rate them?
I'll give them a 5. 6.
Okay.
What do you say? I was just going to say a 3 because they just stuck off.
Well. What we got next on the docket?
We got Aries.
Aries. So the director, self-assured, imaginative, and enjoys hair pulling. Interesting.
But say anything on her hair. Say that about what are they gonna do? Yank this guy?
Pull ears. I told you that.
Pull eyelashes. Anywho. As far as Aries, I've never had a problem with one. One of my people that I'm close with is Aries. And you know, they're just a little angry. But it's okay. They're just very passive aggressive.
I think Aries are passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. I know what Aries is.
Hey, but they're so passionate.
And
though.
I know which Aries you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're passionate, but the one I know is the same way. Passionate, but a little passive aggressive a little bit.
Like they got to get their point across, and you got to hear it, and you got to listen. If not, they're going to put them paws on you.
Right. Yeah. Like, they're definitely like, go hard or go home. Like, they all in or they ain't doing it at all.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, with like different signs, including this one, that can be a bit too much for other signs that are, you know, a little more calm. We just want to be like, chill out a little bit because you're doing too much.
I sit down.
Right, sit down. Press yourself.
Next is a Taurus.
Wait a minute, you didn't even rate the Aries.
Oh, we got to rate it.
Oh, yeah. We're going to rate.
I give Aries an 8 just because of my experience.
I'll give them an 8.
Yeah, 7, 8. That's about right for me.
All right. Sorry about that. Next is a Taurus. What is your take on a Taurus, Michelle?
Ooh, child.
So first of all, they're supposed to be lingerers. So that means like they don't know how to like leave a situation. And sensual. They buy lots of sex toys. Apparently.
Oh my.
So.
Well, okay, honey. You know, not going in that closet.
Yeah, because we don't have time for that.
Man, a Taurus, listen, when you come to them, you got to come correct with your I's dotted, your T's crossed, your signature sign. You got to act like you going to talk to, you know what I mean?
Because you will get your head knocked off and get your feelings hurt. So
yeah.
Really quick.
Like, it's their way, no way. They don't hear no bullshit afterwards, nothing.
There's really, like, no in-between with them. Like, it's literally 0 or it's 100.
Like, once they tick them off... All right, you're not starting to
fire. You're done. You might as well go ahead and sit down.
Just leave it alone.
What about you, Michaela? What you think?
Yeah, there's just literally no in between. I know somebody very, very close to me who's a Taurus, and if I come wrong, I might as well not come at all.
Yeah, you got to hate facts straight.
Because they can call you out and they're going to lay you out.
Sure. Right, they will.
Call you out, lay you out, read you, and they say they love you.
Yep.
Pretty much. And by that time, you don't even love them. Because you didn't just, you laid me out. You're not supposed to show you.
And they don't even apologize. Like,
Need to be laid out. Like, they tell you, you need to be laid out. Yeah. Well, you're coming to me wrong.
That's what you get.
And I'm like, well, I ain't coming to you no more.
Right, my feelings hurt.
Then you go down a long slope of sadness. You just want them to listen to what you got to say.
Yeah, I got plenty of family members like that. But it's crazy, because, like, zodiac signs, I mean, if you think about it, the people who... That's their zodiac sign. They really do act like that.
Like, they're like the
devoted. And I know multiple, like, people. I know, like, 6 people who are Tauruses, and they really do be like that in real life. So,
yeah.
It's like, if you want to see a person breathe fire, that's Taurus.
And quick. Quick to pop off, quick to get that point across. Smart mouth. Like, damn about what you gotta say.
Smart mouth. Answer for everything.
What did Drake say? 0 to 100 real quick? No, they faster than that.
They don't even. This is my thing.
Don't even
Taurus.
At 0. I don't think
they start at 99. From the get-go.
They was there anyway. Like, when they woke up that morning, they cussed you out that night, they was already ticked off that morning anyway. Probably the night before. So,
yeah. And the thing is, when they mad, it's not all just mad for a day. They're mad for, like, the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, they won't grudge.
And then they're not gonna say that they wrong either. Mm-mm. They're right about everything.
And all they know is you shouldn't have done it.
Yep. And that's what you get.
Pretty much.
But, I can say, they do have a heart. Of gold.
And if you have one in your corner, you set for life. Because they down for whatever.
Like, now, they might lay you out a couple times. But, I mean...
They down to tell you what's wrong and what's right for your own good, whether you want to hear it or not. And, like, the complete, exact truth.
The raw truth.
They're good friends, you know?
They'll catch the smoke and give you the smoke.
Yeah. Like, they'll tell you when you're wrong. They the person that you go to and be like, all right, sis, if I'm wrong, tell me. But this is the situation, and they be like, girl, you wrong.
They gonna be like, yeah, oh, they
gonna question you about it, though.
But they still gonna ride for you, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I give them, like, a 8 on friendship, but a negative 100 on their damn attitude, because I cannot.
Man, shoot, on that attitude, they get negative 200. But as far as their heart, man, I give them a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'll give them a 10. On the heart, but as far as a friendship, can't be no.
You mean like friendship attitude?
Friendship attitude, whatever. That don't mix. It's like love and hate. Mm-hmm. The devil and God. Like, they so far down below, when they get mad, it might as well be beside them holding the pitchfork because they're coming.
Hope, man, no, the devil has beside them, like, man, you my leader. That's how mad they be getting.
They be ready, down for whatever I'm trying
like,
to say.
Like, sit down. See?
I'm like, okay, then, all right. I ain't gonna sit down because you told me to.
Who we got next?
Next, we have Gemini. Mm. How do you feel about Gemini's, Brittany?
I feel like all the, like, attractive, light-skinned men with beautiful eyes be Geminis. But they be the biggest fuckboys I've ever met in my life. And they be talking about they liberated and they be trying out new positions. Yeah, they do. They do be. Because some of these girls be damn near about to lose their mind over a Gemini. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Because they crooked. They ain't no good. They will have you out here slashing tires for no reason. They really have you going in. Have you on the brink of about to take yourself out.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Over Gemini, it's a pretty eyes. Like, I don't.
Well, I think as far as guys, I don't know, but women, just Geminis, period. Mm-hmm. I think they crooked.
They are very manipulative.
They're manipulative. Yes.
Facts. Like I feel like they come out the house and be like, you know what?
I'm gonna start some shit today.
Hello world. I'm about to get y'all to do everything I want, and if you don't, I'm gonna blackmail you because I can do that. Because
and
I'm
they say things that make you want to argue with them.
Like, and they enjoy it. They'll sit there and wait. Like
come back with.
They'll say something out of pocket and then just stand there and be like, I want
to. And then it's like, I know I'm not wrong, so try to justify that I'm wrong or not.
Right.
But as far as experience, Kayla, what are you saying?
Like I said, I think my experience with them was they're just crooked.
Yeah.
And there's no other.
It's definitely like the type of person.
They have a heart.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They're so not as my way or the highway. It's just that
it's
I don't give a damn
way.
How you feel about
it's my
it
way.
Being my way.
I don't care how you feel. I'm gonna listen to what you say. But after a while, you want to, like, see it my way.
But it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What you say don't mean nothing. I'll listen to it, but it's trash.
So, the part about them being, like, liberated, they're, like, really strong-headed. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need nobody to give them any type of justification on why it is.
They are justification.
They don't need a yes man. Like, I don't care if you say yes or no. I'm going to do it regardless because I can. Because I'm a Gemini, and that's my business. So,
pretty much.
What about you, Michelle?
Listen, all I can say is this. Geminis are the most meanest, spitefulest, untruthful, grimy.
My.
Basically, like.
Satan.
They're the most awful sign out of the whole zodiac. Like, they are the devil. Like, when you say Gemini, I think, all right, that's the devil.
Yeah,
because I mean, like, if you think
they're
about
so
it,
Gemini. Okay, a lot of people they know and they don't know. Geminis mean twin.
Yeah,
Geminis mean basically you got your good twin, you got your bad twin. Mm-hmm. And some people live by that. Some people's like I'm just good. Some people's just bad. Mm-hmm. But then you have that person who acts like they're good, but then the whole time they're bad. It just, you know, messes up Geminis for you in a whole. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm sorry for anybody out there who's a Gemini, but, like, when I think of
y'all
Gemini...
Y'all is evil.
I literally think of the devil because, like, at one point, the devil was God's most beautiful angel.
Exactly.
And he's been charming people ever since. Like, ever since he got kicked out of heaven, he was like, you know what? I can make people do whatever I want to because I'm going to come as this, but I'm really something else.
Exactly.
That's how they meant me.
Like, and what you said, light-skinned, pretty eyes. Now, if you are light-skinned, pretty eyes, do not take this offensive. If you take it offensive, then you know this is about you.
Like, if your shoe fit, honey, put it on, lace it up.
Honey, and wear it. Make sure you don't crease it.
But it's the truth. I mean, that would be no good. Like, Gemini women are the type to come home from an office job, take their heels off, and start an argument just because. You have no reason to argue.
That is my experience with a Gemini.
But you just want to argue.
For no damn reason. You could be sitting there and
you could be breathing. Like,
why are you breathing?
Breathe too hard. God damn, sis. I can't even breathe.
But my experience with a Gemini woman... Like, she was still
mm-hmm.
really sweet, really loving. Like, she had my back through whatever. I can call her right now and talk to her 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
That's that good Gemini that stays that way the whole time. They don't take no shit off nobody. But male Gemini, think they're evil, think they're bad, think they're spiteful, think that they're just, ugh.
Yeah.
We just gonna go ahead and take them off of the whole zodiac sign.
They get a negative infinity from you.
Yeah. Y'all are awful.
I can't to talk to nothing. Negative infinity for me.
Yeah. So, who we got
next
that we got to read?
Cancer.
What's
your take on a Cancer, Michelle?
Now, I can tell you about, like, three different cancers. My first cancer... They'll ride for you, they'll die for you, they got your back. And I ain't talking about bad boys for life either. They're just, like, they're the most givingest people.
They're supposed to be nurturers.
They are. To a certain extent, then you have those cancers that are just so freaking emotional. Like, they wake up and they just want to be emotional and get on your nerves and cry for nothing. Nothing is right. You're not doing something right. Something's not up to their par.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got those other cancers who just... Oh, I'm King Tut. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got those three types of cancers. Like, how you gonna be three different signs in one sign?
Right.
Right. What's the sexual outtake on?
They offer oral sex.
Okay.
My thing with Cancer is, like, in my experience, yes, they are nurturers, but I've met one who made me feel like they were my nurturer, but they built me up to a certain point and then they just like left my life. So it's kind of like, I'm gonna build you up into this person that you're supposed to be and I'm gonna leave you. That way I feel like you can't live without me.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're the kind of people, they gonna nurture you and take care of you and stuff. But if they ever decide to leave, most time they do it on purpose. They gonna make sure you hurt. And they gonna make sure you feel like you can't live without them. Cause I mean, everybody wants to feel like they're important.
Like, my chest caved in.
I can't survive.
I had the same experience. I think that they build you up to believe or tell you things or say things that they like. It's like they install all these beliefs in you, and they're just like, one day they're gone. Yeah. And it hurts, and you can't do anything about it. But I mean, they are nurturers, and they will care for you.
Yeah.
But as far as that, like, relationship wise, I don't think that would ever be for me because of that effect. You can't be that in your emotions that you can just up and leave one day after you said all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And another thing, like, it has to be their way.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be.
Yep.
Yeah. I think, damn it, they're almost worse than Gemini as far as has to be.
Geminis is still, no. Gemini is the devil. Cancers are the demons. There you go.
Pretty much. Like, because my last boss was a Cancer. And he's completely fine. I could talk to him. Anything. But as far as hearing about his relationships and stuff, I'm like, I would not want to date you.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean,
because he's like the provider and the provider of everything.
They're so quick to be like, you need me. Like, when they leave a relationship, they be like, you need me.
You is not David Ruffin.
You ain't going to find no better than me. Right. I'm like, that's the point.
You were perfect, but you ruined it right then.
Yeah.
They're perfect, but
you ain't gonna find nobody like me. That's the whole point. That's what I'm trying to do. Get away from your ass.
Right. But they end up hurting the end because what they had is not what they're gonna get ever again. So
yeah. So they get a one for me.
I would get like a 4.5.
4.5.
Because like my experience with a Cancer in particular is semi-bad, but not all the way bad. So that's why I'm, giving a 4.5.
Okay, okay. What about you, Kayla?
I give them, as far as, like, friendship-wise, 10. But relationship-wise, negative infinity.
Cut it out.
They gotta figure that out.
They're done. They got some work to do. Who's next?
Leo. Next, we have Leo.
The show-off.
That is true.
Enjoy mirror play. So they enjoy having sex in a mirror, seeing themselves have sex in a mirror.
I believe it.
They gotta be seen.
I guess. Now, is it true that Leos are liars? Because somebody said that. And I see that a lot. But I don't understand.
I mean, when you think about it, like, Leo, the lion. Lions are, like, the sneakiest things I've ever seen in my life. Like, they really will take you out and you'd be like, I don't even know where they even came from. But okay.
I'm dead now, so sorry.
Yeah.
Leos confuse me.
They confuse their damn self.
They confuse me. It's like they all kid and they want to, it's like they lie. And I know they lie.
They do lie. And every type of liar is like, you have the proof in front of them. Like, I know you did this. They be like, I didn't do that. Like, I know. I see it right here. You did it. How you gonna tell me?
Then try to tell you it's okay that they did it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the lying mentality. Like,
they be like, well, I did it because, like, say if one cheats. They go, oh, I did it because you don't cook enough. We don't have sex enough.
Yeah, blah, just blah, weird blah, blah, blah. Stuff, which is confusing.
And
to
I'm
me.
Like, well, why didn't you come and tell me that you felt this way before you went and decided to get involved with somebody else? So, I don't deal with Leos like that, for real.
Yeah. They're another sign. I think they got anger problems.
Yeah.
I think they got anger problems.
Some of them do. But some of them. I noticed they only get mad when they get caught up. If they get caught in a corner in a lie, they spazzing out.
They get angry.
You don't never want to put no lion in no corner, because, honey,
they
come out fighting.
They will be roaring. A bunch of lies.
I mean, like, I really never dealt with Leo personally, but the ones that I do remember, like, they were no good at all.
Like, yeah. Trash. They would literally lie to get out of the lie.
Yeah, like, you lie about a lie, and then you lie again. And, like, you don't as much. Sorry, son. So what are we going to rate them?
I'd get them, like, a 2. They're bad, but they're not that bad. they're just one of those zodiac signs you gotta deal with from a distance.
Yeah.
So learn to distance yourself. Yeah. And you'll be good. So I give them a 2.
Yep. And I'm close to a Leo, but I gotta love them from a distance.
Yeah.
Cause they just lie. Definitely. Can't deal with the lies, and I'm like, I love you.
There is so much of a show off. There's like nothing wrong with being confident or whatnot, but it's different between confident and then it's like, all right, you're drowning.
They will come to a funeral in a cheetah print suit, like, honey, what are you doing? Everybody knows we wear black. You don't have to be seen. They gotta, you know, the biggest baddest thing in the jungle. They got be seen. They got be heard. All of that stuff. And I just believe, like, if it's real, you ain't gotta do all that.
Yeah.
So, that's my take. What do you give them?
I'm gonna try to keep like rates high. I don't want everybody to think that.
Yeah,
because we've been giving people a lot of low ratings.
Well, we get so low.
Like, we don't like nobody. It'll be like, oh, 15,000.
Right.
I mean, this is based off of pure experience. I mean, like I said, we're not trying to change our mind about how Zodiac is, but this is our own personal experience.
And it's not everybody.
No. But it's a couple of flowers that made that garden die.
I say, you know, I take these lightly because I met some amazing people despite of their zodiac sign.
Yeah, the unfortunate zodiac
sign. Who next?
So next we have Virgo.
My.
Now let me talk because this is my sign. Now I can honestly say, I'm gonna talk about the bad first. We feel like we don't do anything wrong.
You're crazy.
Hold on. We don't do nothing wrong. All right, we're a little crazy to a certain extent. Huh. We have huge hearts. We're big lovers. And, I mean, I feel like we're, like, one of the best damn signs, though. You cannot argue with me different.
Okay, well, me, you know, I have everyday experience with a Virgo.
Me too. I live with a Virgo. I do too. I live here.
I sleep with a Virgo every night. So, hold up. Let me see what it said about his second drive. Had the most frequent sex. Perfectionist.
Mm-hmm. Which that is true.
So
sit down, Brittany.
So
she's too hype.
I don't know. Don't speak bad on my sign.
My little boo, whatever, is a Virgo, and but this is what I'm talking about. I can't put both y'all in a group because like you're my sister, you're a Virgo. He's my boo, he's a Virgo. But y'all are two totally different Virgos.
Okay, now break it down then.
For him, he's a light switch. When he goes off, he goes off. He ready, it's whatever. He down for whatever. He don't care who said what, when, PTDG. Where, and how. He down for whatever. Now, you like the investigator. Like, you got to get the background and stuff. You got to be like, okay, well, this happened. When and how did that happen? How'd you feel about it? That type of thing. That's if it's not that serious. But you a light switch, too. Both of y'all would go off.
I don't think I'm a light switch. When have I ever been a light switch?
I mean, you already know, like, if something happens to me and Kayla, you down for whatever.
See, that don't count, though. Because y'all in my little club.
What do you mean, my take?
Y'all in my club.
Yeah, because you live with a Virgo every day. So
I tell you what, tread lightly.
What's the tea?
Keep it short and simple.
Uh-huh.
Virgos don't own up for shit.
We do.
Don't own up for
shit. We do.
I don't think they do.
We do.
I know male and female Virgos. I think that you could ask them something that's like, I didn't think it was a problem. But no,
okay.
You see it's a problem. Okay, and they're very quick to pop off, like a light switch, like you said. It's just like day and night, like Kid Cudi. Like, what the heck?
But I don't know, like, my boo, he not like that. If he do something, he'll be like, my bad. You know what? My bad. You right. I don't know if he do that just to keep the peace. Probably. But,
probably.
Whatever. Beyond, like, those two that I interact with every day, some of them are like that, though. Like, if they do something wrong, you cannot tell them that they're wrong because no matter what you say, they're right and they always will be right.
See, I can say it myself. If I do something and I honestly feel like I did nothing wrong and I feel like I'm fine with it, I'm going to say it just like this and Kayla correct me if I'm wrong. Well, when I did it, I didn't see a problem with it. Now, I see that it's a problem to you, but I need for you to tell me what exactly caused the problem to make it a problem. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right. But
I feel like this, if it ain't huge, ain't a problem.
Correct. So even if somebody tells you, hey, this is my problem was with it, and it still wasn't big enough for you to think it was a problem, there was no point in telling you because you're like, I still don't understand why it was. And we're telling you, hey, this is what my problem was with it.
Virgos, but you're just like, they're really good at like downgrading people's feelings.
Yeah.
So I'll come to you and be like, hey, what you did earlier really hurt my feelings. and they'll be like, well, it was just a joke. It doesn't matter if it was a joke to you. Your joke hurt my feelings. So,
but how
you
about,
need to you need to own up to
made
it.
Made me feel, yeah. You know?
And they might apologize, but the apology will be something like this. Well, I'm sorry that you took it that way.
Damn,
well,
yeah.
That's not an apology because you put the blame on me when you the one that said it.
But if a verbal is very sincere when they apologize, you'll know it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Now, me, I can apologize like you just said. Well, I mean, I'm sorry that I offended you by what I said. If I said some shit like that, then I'm not being 20. I'm not being percent. I'm not being, like, sincere about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like, all right, Brittany, you know, I really didn't mean to upset you. I didn't mean to hurt you. You know, I'm not trying to be like that. Then you know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I give y'all...
But they're good people. They got good hearts.
I give y'all little 5 or 6. You know? I give y'all 10 in the bedroom. Maybe 100.
Mm-hmm.
For Virgos.
I bet you would.
Sure will. What about you, Kayla? What you got to say, Kayla?
I'd give them an 8.5.
8.5?
I'd give them 8.5. Because of my experiences with them. They are 8.
What's your other rating?
They got a little splash.
What about this have the most frequent sex? What's that? That true or not true?
I plead the fifth.
Ah!
I plead the fifth.
This ain't wilding out.
I plead the fifth.
All right, so to wrap it up.
Cannon,
to wrap up in a nutshell, a Virgo is a perfectionist. We don't want to admit to nothing because half time we're not wrong. And, you know, we just, honestly, we take a bullet for a person we really love and give a shirt off our back. So, Virgos, I'm voting us a 25 out of a 10. Do you hear me? Talk to me.
Y'all get my little 6.
A 10.
But 10 in the bedroom, but 6 everywhere else.
Damn it. Myself, I'm a 10. Hey.
What we got next? Because she just feeling herself.
We got a Libra. Because, you know, Virgos is the best. We ain't finna sit here and contemplate about this.
Libras. What's y'all experience?
Libras? I think Libras can be cool people.
Yeah.
I've dealt with male and female Libras.
Yeah.
Female, a little bit threw it off.
Drake is a Libra.
Male was cool. But I think they're cool people. I'm just going to leave it at that.
So, according to this, they're the giver and the taker.
The giver for sure, yeah.
And they enjoy the co-equal of 6-9.
I've heard that too.
So, they enjoy, like, getting their cake and eating it too.
Literally.
Oh, cut it out.
My take on a Libra, I don't really know too many. Yeah, the one of the male Libras I know, big ass liar. Horrible liar. Terrible liar. But the female that I know, sweetheart, overthinks too much, downs herself too much. But when I tell you, like, They got you.
That's another thing. Like, people put, you know, both genders into the group of Zodiacs, but you got to think that men and women think differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the characteristics don't necessarily apply to every single gender.
Because,
I mean, men express themselves differently than women express themselves. So.
Right. And, like, not only that, you can have, like, you can know, like, 3 different women who are a sign and 3 different men. And all of them are different. Yeah. All 3 different, like,
so
men
how
are
does,
different.
I mean,
women too.
How serious can we really take, like, zodiac signs? Because you have to take into account people's experiences too.
Mm-hmm.
People are assaulted, they go through all kinds of stuff. So maybe the reason why they think the way they think and do the things that they do is because of their past traumas, not because of some damn calendar. Like,
exactly.
What does that have to do with anything?
And that's, like, I hate when a person will be like, oh, my sign. Technically, if you think about it, supposedly, last year, they said another sign has been added, so the sign's been pushed back by a couple of days.
Yeah.
So how can you honestly sit here and believe, hey, you know, everything my sign is, I am. No, that's what you're allowing yourself to be.
Yeah.
If you're a Cancer and you're allowing yourself to be overly emotional, then you need help, okay?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
my
true.
God. So, what y'all doing?
What is your experience with Libra, did you say?
Yes, I said male and female. I give them a 7.
Yeah, I give them about a 6-7.
Same.
They are 8 people.
They are 8.
So who's next on the docket?
Scorpio.
Y'all get off of me. Get off of me. All right, what y'all think about me? before I
what do you say what I mean, I gotta Taylor. Give Brittany negative infinity.
Oh,
I can't deal with it. No, I'm just about to say, I'm just quickly. No. I know a couple of Scorpios, male, female, very, very close to them. They got the best hearts. They're sweet. I think they can. Now, the male that I know, he just had anger issues. He needed to just get check into anger management because he give me a break at all. Mm-hmm. But female, Miss Brittany here, mm-hmm. She's a sweetheart. Whoop-de-whoop. She can't do no wrong in my eyes. So that's my take on Scorpios.
What you got to say about me, Michelle?
Man,
what's the tea?
Scorpios, they get on my damn nerves. No, I'm playing.
Everybody
no. Honestly, I think Brittany's the only Scorpio I know. And like, That's my baby. That's my girl. Like, we could join to the hip damn
year. Oh, my
here.
Gosh.
You know what I mean? I honestly can't say nothing bad about Brittany. Like, she's the one that she's going to keep it real with me, like, to a T. She never sugarcoated shit. I only care for her if my feelings. But, I mean, she really is a git.
That's how you
got to be. I ain't think I got nothing said bad about a Scorpio. Just because of you in general.
So, apparently.
Our lash is about to fly off your head, though. But.
Yeah. Apparently,
it's the eyelashes.
If you look up Scorpio, like it'd be so much bad stuff about us. Like,
y'all the
only thing
children.
People gotta say about us is that we have great sex. Which, okay, yeah.
Apparently.
but people like, oh, they're manipulative. Which we can be. Like, I remember there was like a point in my life where I would like go out trying to manipulate people. Like, I got a kick out of that. Like, especially men. Like, there's a point in my life where I'm like, there is literally no man in this world that I cannot have. You wanna know why? Because all you gotta do is make men feel like they're important. That's all they want.
That's all
people want. Geminis, you can't be playing with them all kinds of ways because they'll look at a Scorpio and be like, you ain't seen nothing yet. Girl, you think you're playing, but I'm playing more than you.
Their damn heads turn around.
So,
Gemini,
we're
talking about y'all.
Apparently, us Scorpios were into BDSM. I plead the fifth. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, BDSM?
I know what it is.
We ain't gonna do that. That's for another episode.
I plead the fifth.
That's for another episode on the sit down, sis. Okay?
Don't take my plea the fifth. That's what I'm gonna say on this podcast. When I can't speak and I'm indifferent, I'm gonna say I plead the fifth. Because I have the right to do that.
We ain't pleading.
I'm pleading.
Well, I just pleaded on that BDSM.
You don't want the truth.
Cause this is only the first episode. Like, we starting off light, then we gonna get real heavy. Yeah. But we light right now. But I give myself a 10 out of 10.
I'll give Scorpios a 10.
Only cause you're my sister.
Who next?
Next we have Sagittarius. Oh Lord.
The very last sign on the gosh damn it list. Hope we ain't miss no signs. Try not to miss no signs.
My mother is actually one of these. And
do we need to sip some tea?
She's pretty good. They have really good hearts. They're kind of quiet. Kind of. Like, it takes a lot to get them worked up. But once they are worked up, like, they just gone. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Let's go ahead and just called the Ben at this point.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're not too bad. What you think, Kayla?
Give me the first
one. I am a Sagittarius. I let you speak on my behalf.
Alright.
And all that match, Kayla, what I just said.
Alright, Sagittarius. Alright, so boom. Like, there's some cool ass people. Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah.
They're mean mug the shit out of you, though.
Oh, yeah.
But when they fuck with you, they fuck with you. But if they don't, you know. Like, when they get mad, it's no calm down. Ain't none of that. That's out the window. You tell them calm down, they might punch you. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, that's because it took them so much to get
mad. Yeah,
to
it takes them so much to get mad. Like, when they get mad, it's nothing you've ever seen before.
Yeah.
But as far as their heart, like, they will give you their heart if you need it. And knowing that they'll die, they'll give it to you.
And they're real, like, resilient. Like, you can put them through any kind of situation, and they're going to find a way to get out of it.
Yeah, like, for real, like, they some survivors. They're 10 toes. I know, like, Kayla, she done been through a whole lot of stuff, like, within 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And never cracked once. And people are like, oh, well, no, like, this girl done been through a whole lot and she ain't cracked not narrow once. So, when I tell you a whole heart of steel, like a whole damn brick wall by itself.
That's she ain't no damn brick wall.
I egg. Mean, not a brick wall, but you know what I mean?
A little egg. Get out of here.
Get out of here, Scorpio.
So, what you got to say about yourself?
Right.
I think everything you guys said is right. I'm chill. I stay to myself. I don't fool. Like, I don't.
Oh, they circle be small, too.
Small. They ain't got one. It's like two people.
My circle is me turned around in a circle and not seeing nobody. Like, because I'm the only. I know what's in my head, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But, like.
Tell me how you really feel.
Right. I think that I can.
Right, I thought we were, you know, me and you.
None of that.
All right, silly. I think that I'm very adept. Like, anything can happen. I could be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. You know, this is what I'm going to do to make it positive. I feel like I try to be optimistic about everything. But I'm a person that I will sit back and observe and listen and take so much for so long that when I finally reach that breaking point, I don't know what might come out. Or what I might do.
But you are, like, really positive overall. Like,
yeah.
I mean, for example, that time we went to the beach and the car got towed. Everybody was pissed. You could tell Kayla was mad, but she didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I try not to be that person that makes a negative situation more negative.
It's like this. Kayla, if I did not talk to that man, we would not have got that car back. We would have walked all the way back home.
Yeah.
Because she would have made it so bad. Because
let me tell you something. That little ass sign talking about don't park here was small. And I was trying to move. And that was an unnecessary expense.
Yeah.
I got car payment. I got car insurance. That was just dumb.
That just goes to show, like, you know, it seems like anytime you want to do anything good in your life, something happens. Like, like we were saying earlier, we were joking, but like, for real, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Like, it's always something going on. But the fact that, like, y'all had just moved out here, y'all was trying to get y'all stuff together, and then y'all had, like, this $200 expense for no reason that didn't have to happen, and she just took it so calm. Like, me and Andrew was going off, and it wasn't even our car. It was like, he ain't even my car, but he ain't had no business doing that.
Right. And I try to be that way and be optimistic because I've been through things that are way more serious. So can, like,
there's things out there worse than that.
Like, yeah, it's point blank period. So anything small, don't stress it in life because you're here one day and gone the next. So if it's small, let it go. And the next day, like, it never happened because you only live once. We're not cats. We don't have nine lives. And they don't either
because they get hit by a car, they're dead.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't know when the last time you're going to see or talk to a person is, honestly, from personal experiences. So every time you got a chance to be around somebody that you love, even a regular person, just try to be optimistic.
Yeah, you don't need, like, dwelling on the past.
Yeah.
I mean,
the past is what it is.
Yeah. Can't change it. Can't get that $200 back.
I wish y'all could. I wish I could too. You understand? I will go and get more candles.
Anyway. Of course, I give Sagittarius a 10. I am Sagittarius.
I give you a 10 too, just because I love you a little bit.
All right.
I'll think about this
one. So quick, give yourself a 10.
I give you a 12.
12? Whoa. Oh. I didn't even know we could do that. She off the scale.
She didn't went off the scale.
Right. I can guess.
Nobody gave me the rules before because I would have gave myself 100 if that's the case.
I did.
100 out of 10.
Well, it's like this.
I gave myself a 10 out of 10. Cutting myself
okay,
short.
Well, Brittany, you got a 13 out of 10.
God, boy.
Please don't give her number 13. That is associated with being an unlucky number.
Oh, can
we 14. Give her a 14?
No, okay, not 14. Okay. Unlucky.
Okay, okay.
Huh? I thought 14 was
13. Lucky. There's never a 13th floor on the
on the hotel,
on
right?
Hotel. Friday 13th.
Yeah, I'm sure.
13 is an unlucky number. Yes. Not that you did it purposely.
I ain't super listicious.
Super listicious. I ain't either, but I'm into them conspiracy. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories. One of these.
You know what? And that's the episode I may not be on.
Y'all getting ready because our podcast is finna be lit. Like, we finna talk about everything.
Yeah, and if you underage, yeah, just get ready.
Don't get caught by your parents.
Yeah, but don't listen to this because we will have a disclaimer saying if you are under 18, you know the rules. Don't get yourself caught up. I love you. We love you. Anything else y'all got to say?
Y'all have a good night. I'm out. Be Glizzy 3000.
I'm outie. Stussy Stuss. And I'm in the building.
In the words of my dad, don't let it roll on you, roll over it.
Period, poo.